Well, can I hear all the little children say good morning? Thank you. Good morning to you, too. Are you excited to be here? You're probably wondering, what's Jason going to share with us today? Is that what you're thinking? Well, this morning, Jerry was talking about that a little bit. At the end, he was talking about prayer. And this morning, I would like to just share with you about your prayers, your little prayers as children. Because sometimes us daddies and mommies, we have these big prayers. We pray for the church. We pray for big things. But I think Jesus hears your little prayers too. Like when you kneel down and pray, you say, Jesus, can you bless grandpa and grandma? Can you bless daddy and mommy? He hears those prayers. I know he does. So I want to talk to you a little bit about your prayers. I have a story that I'd like to share. It's about a little girl, and her name is Renee. I don't know how old she was, but I'm going to say she's probably maybe about your age. So she lived on a farm, and she lived in Africa. She lived on a big farm, and she lived there with her dad and her mom. And she had a little sister too, a younger sister. She lived on a big farm. They had cows. Dad had some helpers to help with all the cows because they had a lot of cows. Some of you probably have cows too. So you know how much work that is to feed your cows and give them feed and water. So they had a lot of helpers. And so they live in Africa, and many of you probably know that Africa gets pretty hot sometimes. Just like here, it gets pretty warm, but Africa gets pretty warm sometimes. So they live there, and there was going through a summer, and it didn't rain for a long time. It was probably weeks, maybe some months, it didn't rain. And they had a well out there. That's how they watered they got water for their pictures of their drinking water. And that's how they watered their cows. That's the cows got water from them, for that well. So it didn't rain for a long time. You know what happened to that well? What do you think happened to the well? Good answer. It started to dry up. Well, guess what? What do you think Daddy and Mommy started thinking? You think they started getting worried? You think they started getting worried? Probably. But Daddy and Mommy, they started getting worried. It didn't rain for a long time. The water pictures, the drinking water started to... Pretty soon they had just a little bit left. So one day, Daddy said, he come into the house and he said, Mommy, Renee, baby sister, we need to pray. We need to pray. So they go into the house and they all kneel down on the kitchen floor there. And Daddy prayed. He closed his eyes and he prayed. He said, Jesus, we know it needs to rain. Just please make it rain. That way it can put water in the well. He said, Amen. And then Mommy took a turn. And she prayed the same thing. She said, Jesus, please, we need it to rain. Just make it rain. That way it puts water in the well. And then Renee wanted to pray too. Now listen to Renee's prayer. She closed her eyes, bowed her head. She said, Jesus, if you don't make it rain, just put water in the well. Amen. Hear how she prayed that? So then they all got up. Daddy went out to the barn and took the servants out there and he said, come, let's go get the cows in and let's start feeding the cows. And he went about his day there. Mommy went out to the garden and he was probably getting some lettuce and some tomatoes in for maybe the supper that night. But Renee disappeared. Does anyone guess where she went? Where do you think she went? Yes, anyone? To the well. Why do you think she went to the well? She was going to check if there's water in there. Good answer. That's exactly where she went. She went to the well because remember her prayer? So Daddy and Mommy said, it needs to rain. That way water goes in the ground and it's going to fill the well. But Renee said, Jesus can put water in the well. She went out to the well and she went over there and they had a big cover on the well. It was probably real heavy. And she was a little girl. But she don't have big muscles like her daddy and her mommy. So she went over to the well and she started pushing on this cover. Started pushing real hard and it took her a little bit to move it. And this well, she looked down and she couldn't see anything because this well was pretty deep. So you know that pole barn that we have out here, you know how long that pole barn is? It was probably about that deep in the ground. That's pretty deep now. So she couldn't see anything down there. It was dark. So how is she going to see if there's water down there? Anybody have any ideas how she can tell if there's water down there? Do you have an idea? What did she do? She looked around and she seen some rocks. She picked up a rock. She had an idea. So she went over to the well and she dropped it down in there. What do you think she heard? I want everybody to listen. Listen real carefully. So she dropped it down in there, and then she probably put her ear down in there, and she listened real carefully. I got a little wet, but that's what she heard. Did you hear that? There was water down the well. So you think Renee got excited? She did. So she got really excited. She said, Daddy, Mommy, come quick. She said, Jesus put water in the well. Daddy comes running out of the barn and she said, come. Daddy said, what's going on? Mommy comes running and said, what happened? Maybe they thought it was a snake or something. She said, Jesus put water in the well. So Daddy comes running over. He's like, I don't believe it. It needs to rain. So Renee said, look. Daddy said, Daddy got a stone. He got another stone. He did the same thing. Listen. Here's what he heard. Listen. Did you get wet? But that's what he heard. And you know what? They praised God because of Renee's little prayer. So do you see the difference? How Daddy and Mommy prayed? And we know that it needs to rain. That's practical. It needs to rain. But you know, you see what Renee prayed. She just prayed a simple prayer. I believe that Jesus hears your prayers. He hears your prayers when you pray, little simple prayers. Does anybody have any ideas of what would be some good prayers that you could pray? Madison, do you have an idea? No? Anybody have an idea? What would be a good prayer you could pray? Good ideas? If you see your dad, maybe he comes home from work and you could see that maybe he's having a bad day. Maybe he's worked really hard and he's tired. And you think that would be a good prayer? You can go in your bedroom and pray for Daddy. Say, Jesus, please give Daddy peace. That'd be a good prayer. Your mommy, maybe you see your mommy have a day like that too. Maybe she's just struggling. What about maybe your neighbor? Your neighbor doesn't know Jesus. Maybe he listens to bad music. We have a neighbor that listens to bad music. And Cohen likes to pray for him. They say, Jesus, neighbor, bad music. And you could do that too. Jesus hears your prayers. That's my encouragement. I just have a short short children's lesson, but that's my encouragement to you, is don't be afraid to just kneel down and pray. Just simple prayers. It doesn't need to be big fancy words like daddy, mommy sometimes. Just simple prayers. Does everybody know the Lord's Prayer? Who all here knows the Lord's Prayer? Think you can recite that? Maybe I'll help. So we'll, why don't all the children, let's stand up and I'll lead out on that. I'll help. And everybody can just help what you know, okay? Let's stand up and let's pray that prayer. Okay, you can help, all right? I'm gonna lead out. Close your eyes. Let's all close our eyes. Bow our heads. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, we just continue here in prayer. Jesus, will you just show these little children how to pray, Lord, just their simple little request to you. I know you hear them, Lord. Sometimes you hear them over our big prayers, Father. Lord, will you just show them how to pray, Lord. Give them praying hearts. Pray as they continue to grow here, that they would be obedient to their daddy, mommy. Just help them, Lord, to prosper, serve you. Father, I commit Jerry to you as well as he comes here as a willing vessel. Just help him, Lord, to have a peace. Bring another word to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your seats.